The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it for now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. There is something deep inside of each of us that craves independence, to blaze our own trail, to be the master of our own ship, to fly under the power of our own wings, to proclaim proudly and publicly, like Leonardo DiCaprio did in the movie Titanic, "I am the king of the world." The American aspiration of independence is aptly captured in the phrase "rugged individualism," which was popularized by President Herbert Hoover. He was U.S. president from 1929 to 1933 in the wake of the Great Depression and after World War I. He penned those words, "rugged individualism," in this context. He said, "We were challenged with a peacetime choice between the American system of rugged individualism and a European philosophy of diametrically opposed doctrines, doctrines of paternalism and state socialism." He was talking about coming out of World War I, that peacetime. Naturally, there is a lot of good in rugged individualism. It helps us achieve our full human potential. But it is only half the picture. Before you became so ruggedly individual, someone had to change your diapers. Someone had to nurse you at the breast. Someone taught you to read and write. Someone taught you to play baseball. And after you are finished being so ruggedly individual, after you become old, someone else will change your diapers. Someone else will feed you. Someone else will read and write for you. And you will watch someone else play baseball all day. My father taught me an old Indian maxim recently. Inne nyan nale ni. Literally meaning, "Today me, tomorrow you." In other words, today you take care of me. Tomorrow someone else will take care of you. Rugged individualism must be balanced with family individualism. In the gospel today, Jesus teaches John the Baptist the same lesson of family individualism. The gospel reads, "Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you.' Jesus said to him in reply, 'Allow it for now, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he allowed him." Jesus was teaching John what my father taught me. Inne nyan nale ni. John was learning to balance his rugged individualism. He lived fiercely alone in the desert, eating locust and wild honey, taking care of himself. Balancing that with family individualism. Today you take care of me, and tomorrow someone else will take care of you. My friends, today take a moment to take stock of where you are, where you stand on this continuum of family individualism. In other words, ask yourself, who's wearing the diapers right now? There is a time in our life when others must take care of us in our family, as babies or as elderly. And in a sense, they must baptize us with their love and compassion, because we're wearing the diapers. Like St. John the Baptist, we must allow it. Or are you in that stage when you must take care of others because they are a small child or a parent, and sort of baptize them with your love and compassion? Do not begrudge that service, but offer it cheerfully. Remember what my father said, in ne nyan, nale ni. Try to balance your rugged individualism with a little family individualism, which is really Catholic individualism. By the way, do you know who ran against Herbert Hoover for president in 1928? It was the first Catholic nominee for president, named Alfred E. Smith, a Democrat. Maybe he was trying to inject a healthy dose of family individualism into the American psyche. Family individualism means we often ask ourselves the question, who's wearing the diapers and needs to be baptized? Praised be Jesus Christ.